Starting in the beauty industry doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to The Little Things, the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you grow your career behind the chair. I'm your host, Denise Kylitz. I've been a stylist for over 30 years, and I've owned multiple award-winning seven-figure salons. I have also formed Xanadu Academy with some pretty talented stylists, where the main goal is to remove the stigma placed on our industry. Together, we will show you what it takes to become a six-figure stylist and have a career you can be proud of by getting more clients in your chair, more techniques in your toolbox, and more confidence in yourself. Let's transform your business behind the chair starting right now. And remember, it's not about the little things, it's all about the little things. I was sitting in a business class a few years ago and I heard this quote, "It's not about the little things, it's all about the little things." And it hit me square in the face. That is so true. We might not think that one small detail matters to the whole experience of our guests, but it's all the little things we do consistently that determines our success. It's how we greet our guests, it's how we make eye contact, how we pay attention to body language, how we show up looking great and happy, how we keep our station neat and clean, how we help our team members, how we look for opportunities to learn, how we adjust our haircuts to the head shape, how we give 100% even when we don't feel like it, how we practice when no one is watching, how we use the right words. The list could go on and on. Now, of course, great technical skills are a must. The truth is, with all the wonderful educational opportunities available today, they're fairly easy to get. But keeping your guest coming back again and again means taking nothing for granted. Today's business environment is more competitive than it's ever been, which means that everything matters, from your chairside manner to your professional etiquette to maintaining a positive, friendly attitude, no matter what's going on around you. It's all about the little things. My name is Denise Kylitz, and I've been a stylist for 30 years at every stage of the game, from assisting in Southern California to booth rental, commission, and hourly, to educator, to salon owner. I've learned so many lessons from so many wonderful people in our industry, and frankly, I'd like to share them with you so you can get to your goals faster, whether that's how to take that first step and just get started, gain more clients faster, cut hair more efficiently, understand color theory more clearly, or maybe just how to feel more confident in your career choice. My hope is to share personal stories and experiences that I've had, some light bulb moments, and yes, some character building learning lessons. And let me tell you, I've had many of those. I will also be having one-on-one conversations with each of my team members so you can hear directly why they've chosen to be a hairstylist, what they've learned along the way, and what they wish they would have known when they got started. And it probably has nothing to do with how they cut hair. Look, I start every morning by emailing my team, and I hope they look forward to it. I do that to share information or remind them of events coming up in the salon or celebrate milestones like, you know, birthdays, salon anniversaries. But I do this every single day because it's important to me and hopefully to them. I do it because I wish someone would have done that for me, take time to communicate and offer encouragement. And I always end with a daily nugget of some sort. You see, I'm one of those people, I love motivational quotes of any kind. You know, those quotes you see on your social media feed. Just that tiny bit of information might change your thoughts for the day. And if that nugget just reaches one person on my team and makes a difference in their day, then that's just plain awesome. That's what made me think about doing this podcast. I would like this podcast to be your daily nugget of information and help you become the amazing hairstylist that you've always knew that you could be. If only someone would help you discover all the little things you need to do to get there. Look, everyone has a different path. Everyone's success looks different. You can't compare yourself with the influencers you see on social media who may have been doing this for a long time. Or maybe they're just showing you the good stuff. Everyone has to start somewhere. Take that first step. Be pointed in the right direction. Be pushed. Be shown what to do. Be pulled. Whatever it takes. Finding someone who believes in you and believes in your success is probably one of the most important things that you could do. Hopefully, this podcast can be that for you. I want to help you get started in what I think is one of the greatest careers on the planet. We get to make people feel and look great. We get to wear cool clothes. We get to turn on fun music. We get to do something different every single day, not sit at a desk. We get to learn about chemistry, art, color, science, psychology. We get to make a difference in people's lives. And we're pretty special, and we should celebrate it. That's why it's so important to remove the stigma placed on our industry. Think about it. Most parents don't raise their children hoping they will grow up to be a hairstylist. No, they probably want you to be a doctor, a lawyer, a school teacher, you know, successful. I can probably guess that when you told your parents or anyone significant in your life that you wanted to go to beauty school, that they probably reacted like, "Are you sure? Why would you want to do that?" Most people think that beauty school is for people who don't have anything else to do or don't know what they want to do or just want to play with hair and makeup. And for some, they would be correct. But if you're like me, beauty school held that key to a beautiful career with so many choices, and you can have a very successful career too, earning over six figures, health insurance, retirement savings, paid vacation, all the stuff, doing something that you love to do. Isn't that a great concept? We just have to treat our industry with respect and be proud of who we are and what we do. We are not just a hairdresser. Look around. Every person with hair needs us. We make a huge impact on how people feel about themselves. Did you know that we are only one of five professions that can actually legally touch another human? That's huge. Think about that. But look, removing the stigma of how others think of our industry will take time. But it starts with how we think of our industry. By looking at what we're doing personally and how we're showing up every single day. By taking a look at all the little things that we do on a daily basis with every single client, every single time. Wow. I welcome you to this journey. I hope to see you on this podcast every week. We will be posting every Monday. We're going to have lots of fun. We will be learning new ideas and concepts, and hopefully we will all be holding our heads higher knowing that we have a community that supports each other. I am so grateful you're listening today, and I hope you walk away feeling inspired and encouraged. If you're loving our podcast, do us a favor. Leave us a review so more people like you discover the little things that it takes to be a successful stylist. And follow us on Instagram at The Little Things Podcast for Stylists. Thanks again for listening and helping us to remove the stigma of our industry. I will see you on the next episode. Remember, it's not about the little things. It's all about the little things. Bye for now.